Crossways, I'm Brita Hegarty. CAFOD campaigners have claimed a victory in the fight against poverty as the IMF and World Bank have agreed G8 proposals to cancel debt for 18 of the world's poorest countries. The deal is a confirmation of the G8 debt plans set out at the Gleneagles in July for 100% cancellation of world debt. CAFOD policy analyst Henry Northover was happy with the results, but stated that the principle of debt cancellation must now be turned into a reality that works for the global fight against poverty. Pope Benedict XVI opening a synod recently of more than 250 bishops from 118 countries said that trying to keep God out of public life was not tolerance but hypocrisy. The Synod is the first major Catholic Church meeting since Pope Benedict's election and has honed in on Pope Benedict's concerns about God's place in the public life. Ireland's Catholic bishops have repeated their request to CURA, the Church's crisis pregnancy agency, to discontinue for the moment offering a positive options leaflet to women with crisis pregnancies. The bishops are unhappy that the leaflet supplied by CURA contains details of agencies which supply abortion information. Father Michael McGrail, a Jesuit and sociologist, has condemned a new poster advertisement from Paddy Power bookmakers as the worst kind of vulgarity. The advertisement depicts Jesus and the apostles at the Last Supper gambling with the caption, "There's a time for fun and games." Father McGrail stated that the ad shows a lack of respect for the beliefs of the vast majority of Christians in Ireland, both Catholic and Protestant. The Vocations Office for the Catholic Church is using mouse pads, pens and car stickers as part of a novel recruitment drive to entice more vocations into the priesthood. Almost 8,500 car stickers and mouse pads have so far been distributed mainly through schools and parishes, and the plan is now to order thousands more. The Church's National Vocations Coordinator, Father Kevin Doran, said the purpose of the items are to raise awareness of vocations and have people who might consider a vocation using an everyday item that puts the idea in front of them. Irish bishops have stated in a pastoral letter for the Day for Life that euthanasia is the deliberate killing of a human being and is contrary to the law of God. In the case of terminal illness, there is no civil or religious law which says that a person must stay alive at any cost. And what is never permitted is any act or omission which is intended to cause death in order to free a person from suffering. Pope John Paul II called for an annual Day for Life to encourage a greater awareness within the Church of the crucial importance of the Church's teaching on the gift of life. The 17th of October is the UN Day for the Eradication of Poverty. It is an occasion to speak out against the poverty and social exclusion which continues to exist in Ireland and around the world. It is an international day of solidarity with people whose lives are the hardest. It is a day to highlight and honour their struggles and the struggles of their communities. Many initiatives will be taking place in communities, workplaces, schools and churches to mark the day. That's all from Crossways. I'm Brita Hegarty.